Good afternoon. Arctic cold has settled in on this Christmas day, and after starting out close to zero in many spots, we will only rebound back into the upper teens and lower 20s on average. Sunshine will gradually give way to increasing clouds through the day, although it will be dry right on through the evening hours. This, as an Alberta Clipper pivots through the Great Lakes and toward us here in the northeast. This Clipper will continue to produce clouds overnight tonight, and as a result, temperatures will not nearly be as cold and only drop back into the upper teens to around 20. There is the chance of scattered snow showers overnight tonight and more toward tomorrow morning as the Alberta Clipper makes an approach. With the Clipper and its upper-level energy pivoting through during the day tomorrow, we'll have plenty of cloud cover and also opportunities for snow showers or even a general light snow at times across the higher terrain. Accumulations will be minimal and in most cases less than an inch, although some of the mountaintops could see an inch or two by the end of the day tomorrow. At that point, the Clipper sweeps on through. As temperatures top out close to 30 tomorrow, they will modify even further as we approach Friday afternoon with a return to some sunshine and high pressure in control. High temperatures will be back into the lower and middle 30s. This will set us up for a decent weekend. We'll have some sunshine on Saturday, mixing with clouds, temperatures modifying even further into the upper 30s to around 40, and staying in the upper 30s during the day on Sunday as a storm system makes its way up the eastern seaboard, but right now it looks like too far away to bring us any significant weather. We'll continue to monitor this situation heading toward the weekend. Behind this, another Arctic blast for the day on Monday with temperatures sliding back into the 20s for highs, and the heart of that cold air remains in place for the end of the year on Tuesday. With a mix of sun and clouds and some snow showers, highs on New Year's Eve will be in the lower and middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather over the lower 48 states has become much less active over the past few days, and this will carry over into the Christmas holiday. Still, an Alberta Clipper swinging through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes is producing winter weather, and winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the region for a modest 1 to 3 inches of snow with the moisture-starved system. Elsewhere, a round of upper-level energy is pivoting through the Colorado Rockies. This energy produced some decent snows for the ski areas in the Rockies, but is weakening now as it dampens out over the plains. And a high surf advisory is in effect for the north and west facing shores of the Hawaiian Islands through today. Surf 15 to 20 feet along north facing shores and 10 to 15 feet along west facing shores will persist through the day today and then only increase tomorrow and Friday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, breezy near 30, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 33 degrees, the average low 18, the record high 66 set in 1889, and the record low 22 below zero in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and much colder today, with highs staying in the teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a few snow showers moving in 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny but much colder today with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and much colder today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and much colder today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, but much colder today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow or snow showers, light accumulations, if at all, in most places, up to 2 inches across the highest terrain, with highs in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Friday. Upper 30s over the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday. On Monday, partly sunny skies back down into the upper 20s, and on Tuesday, for New Year's Eve, it'll be much colder, with a mix of sun and clouds and a few snow showers and highs in the lower to middle 20s. For WAMC, Merry Christmas. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.